Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry Jones is busy today. Earlier today, he traded for Bengals linebacker Logan Wilson, giving up a seventh-round pick and the second blockbuster for the Jets today. The Cowboys are acquiring Jets defensive tackle Quinnen Williams for a first-round pick and more. The Jets have now traded Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner away from the team, and the Cowboys have acquired Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson today. I'm Toby Altizer with breaking news on The Fan.
Thank you, Toby. Much appreciated. Cowboys lost last night, right? I'm not misremembering the result. The Cardinals beat them.
Cardinals got them by double digits.
So Dallas is 3-5-1, right? I'm not using some dyslexia to look at the standings here, and they're 5-3-1. Does Jerry know that they have a bad record and that as of this moment, they're barely in the hunt graphic?
Well, I understand your confusion, but what we're doing Texas, it's losses first, wins second.
Okay. That makes more sense, Jerry.
There it is.
If that's how this is going.
That's how I do it.
I mean, the buyers of the deadline are the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, they got the draft capital from Micah Parsons, and it apparently was very hot in their pocket. It's burning a hole. Well, we got to use it. We better use it now. Now, I like Quinnen Williams. I think that's an okay move.
Shtick aside, we'll see. I want all the full compensation to know the specifics of the deal and what's going back. But in 2019, he was the number 3 overall pick. He's only 27 years old, so he's been in the league now for a long time. It's his 7th season, and he's about to be 28 years old in December. So this is a guy in the prime of his career who's still really, really good. He has had a 12-sack season. That was the Daron Payne outlier year. For the most part, it's 5 to 7 sacks as a defensive tackle who's a force. He's been an All-Pro once. It was way back in 22. He's been a Pro Bowler 3 times. Probably had a chance in the AFC to get to a 4th straight Pro Bowl this year. So really good player, and he's under contract for at least next season. So while I joke about the Cowboys not knowing they aren't a contender this year, you're not just bringing him in presumably for this season and taking on the rest of his cap, but you're also in 2026 at $26.6 million cap number going to have him next year. You could potentially have him in his age 30 year in 2027 at $30 million against your cap as well. There's a get out of jail free after next year where it would only be $5 million in dead money. So they'll have a year and a half to figure out if they want to make it a 2.5-year deal with Quinnen Williams. But he's been one of the better D tackles in the league for the majority of the last several years. That's a really good football player they just traded for.
Yes, indeed. Now, who knows what scheme it was under or what he was asked to do or what's been different. So it's sometimes tough to judge an interior defensive lineman. Like, if you just look at sacks, he's had that one outlier year that you mentioned, like Daron Payne had, where it was double digits. For the most part, he's in that 5 or 6 range. But that's not all the impact. I mean, he is a force. He's a big badass. And frankly, he's going to make Daron Payne like money. I think it's 26 this year, 30 next year in terms of a cap hit, but under contract for a couple of years. And there's no point to that if you're the Jets. You are starting another rebuild. I'm not sure what build part of the build this is, or if it's the next build, or there's 2 builds from now. You're still in the middle of the 3rd build. I don't know what they're doing, but they're 1 win away from being defeated, and they got when they got the Bengals a couple weeks ago. So yeah, a high priced player like that getting a first round pick back makes a lot of sense.
If you look at PFF grade, and again, this is not the end-all, be-all, but it's just a metric to give you an indicator. He's having a better year than he had last year, and he's having either the third or fourth best year of his career out of the eight. So he's playing at a pretty high level this season via the people that grade him out on every single snap. This is just one, though, of a bevy of moves at the deadline today that have been really significant. I always joke about this idea that people treat the NFL trade deadline leading up to it as if it's basketball or baseball when it's such a different sport and the deadline is so different. But I got to say, we're getting closer and closer, man. I mean, we are getting to a point where it's no longer more smoke than fire. Like, there's a good bit of fire now at the NFL trade deadline. So just today, the Jets are having a "Are You a Star?" fire sale. Then go out to the front lawn because we're having a yard sale and you're available. They traded Sauce Gardner to the Colts today for two first-round picks and Adonai Mitchell. A.D. Mitchell and two ones back to the Jets for cornerback Sauce Gardner. Danny, he's one of the stars at the position in the league, 25 years old.
What a player.
Former number four overall pick. His first 2 years in the NFL, he was an all-pro. He has not been last year, and I don't think he would have been this year. He's in his fourth season. And via PFF, he's having his worst coverage year. For whatever reason, year one, year two, a lot better than year three, and so far year four. But this is the ultimate bring in this super talented guy and get yourself a lockdown, shutdown, legitimate corner one. The Colts going for it with one of the best records in football.
Yeah, signed a massive deal, too. So it's not like towards the end of that deal either. I think the I think it's 2030 or maybe 2031 where there's finally an out. Like, he's a Colt now.
He just signed that deal, I think, last year.
Was it last year? I couldn't remember if it was last year or there before.
In fact, Indianapolis is incurring, from what I was reading. Russell and I were talking about the specifics on this before the show, and best we could figure it out. I believe it's going to be $45 million in dead money. Because when you have all this guaranteed cash to a player, and then you trade them really early on, you pay the piper a little bit. So it's kind of like they got two ones and Adonai Mitchell for Sauce Gardner and $45 million in dead cap.
I see.
They had to take on a huge dead cap penalty to make this trade. But they're clearly, as a terrible organization right now, blowing it up. Gardner was their best player. Quinnen Williams was probably their second best player, and they've both been moved today. They're getting major draft compensation back.
Yeah, I'd expect Breece Hall to be on the move too, by the way. A couple contenders could certainly use him. Kansas City would be a great fit. Just, you know, throwing that out there.
If you're trading those two guys, you could trade anybody.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, I'm trading Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. Everyone in this room can go.
Yeah, these the two, as you said, two of my three or four best players, linchpins of what was supposed to be my rebuild, they're not. That's the best currency we've got to really start this whole thing anew.
The Sauce Gardner deal is the biggest trade of the day in name value. Quinnen Williams is now second. I'll tell you which one I actually like a lot, which is a sneaky awesome trade, was the Seahawks going and getting Rashid Shaheed. Rashid Shaheed's one of the fastest players in the NFL. He's played in New Orleans on a bad team, not a very good offense, without great quarterbacks over the last couple of years. And so he's kind of operated in anonymity. But for New Orleans, a bottom feeder picking high in the draft to get a fourth and a fifth round pick back is exactly what they should have done. But we just saw Seattle. They're a one-man band at receiver, essentially, with Jackson Smith and Jigba. I love the rookie from Colorado State, Torrey Horton, who caught two touchdowns against Washington. He's outstanding. But he's, you know, he's an okay possession-type threat. To have someone now that could take the lid off for them in their play-action game and to open up those digs and those crossers and those things for Njigba, they're already a tough out on offense. They can't really run it, but I think this will help them with that too. Good luck stacking a box when Rashid Shaheed's running go routes, nine balls, and posts. Damn, if they didn't make the perfect trade for that offense.
It's savvy. It didn't cost you a ton either. So if Washington was good, hear me out, if they were and they weren't banged up and it wasn't a disaster, that's who I wanted them to go after. Not necessarily if you want to swing for the fences and spend a first-round pick on somebody and reinforce something, go get a pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson, I don't know who's available, whatever. That was the guy where he's not a great all-around receiver, but the one thing he does is the thing that you lack, and it strikes fear in defenses. His ability to go over the top is exactly what this offense needs. Now, again, this offense needs a lot, and they need Jaden Daniels to be healthy and a time machine, but if they were competitive, that's the kind of guy I'd go after. That's a smart move by Seattle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.